I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
So news time is 5 o'clock, and it's Friday, the 27th day of March. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 31 degrees.
Traffic off to a nice start on dry roads this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
The very first stay-at-home order in the state went into effect overnight in Summit County.
This morning, officials are clarifying what that means. KSL's Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Summit County has seen the most cases per capita here in Utah, so they say they felt they had to tell people to stay at home. But the sheriff says there's still confusion over what you can and can't do. You can leave your home to work an essential job or a job in another county. Grocery stores and pharmacies will still be open. You can also get outside for recreation if you practice social distancing. But the Summit County Sheriff says there will not be police checkpoints or house checks. Meanwhile, Salt Lake City's mayor is pushing hard for a statewide stay-at-home mandate. But she says she's prepared to act alone if the state won't. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah state government leaders are planning to hold a virtual special session to prevent a tax deficit now that the tax deadline has been pushed back to July. Legislative leaders will be working to shift millions of dollars around from the recently passed budget so that the state's credit rating won't be hurt.
Another Salt Lake City council member tests positive for COVID-19.
This time, it's District 6 Councilman Dan Dugan, who announced on Thursday that he tested positive and is quarantining at home. He says he began self-isolating 13 days ago after believing he was exposed to the virus. He says he then began showing mild symptoms. He says right now he's feeling fine. District 5 member Darren Mono announced last week that he had tested positive after a trip with other members to Washington, D.C. Other members on that trip have been in touch with healthcare providers, and from here on out, the council will have virtual meetings from remote locations. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
One of the candidates for Utah's governor had her video town hall meeting hacked. Amy Winder Newton says a hacker took control of the Zoom account during the meeting and showed pornography and racial slurs for several minutes. Newton moved the town hall to Facebook Live. Her campaign is now evaluating exactly how it happened.
The stimulus bill could get over the goal line today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The House is set to pass the $2 trillion stimulus bill today on a voice vote, but Speaker Nancy Pelosi already calling for another package to provide Democratic agenda items like family leave. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says it's too soon.
Let's not make that decision without allowing these bills to be put into the economy.
There's talk Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky will object on a voice vote today, forcing House members to return to Washington. The U.S. now has the most coronavirus cases in the world, surpassing China, presuming numbers from there are accurate. 86,000 people infected here out of more than 500,000 worldwide cases. 1,300 Americans have died as fatalities escalate. President Trump says he had a good conversation with China's President Xi as G20 leaders held a teleconference yesterday. Both leaders said their countries are working closely on the pandemic, even after Mr. Trump blamed China for trying to hide the disease.
Certainly, the world is paying a big price for what they did.
He said he'll probably stop calling it the China virus. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Homeland Security has pushed back the deadline a year to have a gold star on your ID until October 2021. Coronavirus forcing the delay for Real ID as states deal with more urgent issues. Real ID will be required to board a commercial airliner. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The pandemic is changing everyday behavior, apparently even reducing some of our bad behaviors.
Crime is down in New York, L.A., Philadelphia, particularly home burglaries. Salt Lake City PD spokesman Greg Wilking says most break-ins happen when people are at work.
Probably the criminals realize that it's a bad time to go out and try to break into somebody's house when they're home.
Wilking thinks they'll be down in Salt Lake, too. And when people aren't driving to work, pollution is down.
Not only in China, but I was looking at the numbers from Italy. Those numbers have dropped a lot as well.
Bo Cole with the Utah Department of Air Quality says it's hard to tell here because March's air quality in Utah is normally great.
I don't know that we saw enough pollution to notice a decrease, really.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
You know what else? We had a texter yesterday who said, I bet car crashes are down, too, because they're so fewer of us on the freeways and
we're
the streets in
general.
Probably
saving lives elsewhere, aren't we?
Yeah. Make sure to stay with KSL News Radio all day long for updates on the COVID-19 pandemic every 30 minutes. Plus, we have our coronavirus call-in show each day from 12:30 to 1, where you can get your questions answered. We'll also take the daily coronavirus state update live at 1 p.m. every weekday.
And coming up on KSL, we have a financial survival guide if you're one of the many people out there without a job.
And KSL traffic.
Got a minor crash on southbound Redwood Road between 3100 South and 3500 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time 505.
It's nearly time for the much-anticipated 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Listen at home. Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Well, as we start our morning together, we hope we find you and your families safe and hunkered down through all of this. We're keeping an eye on all the things that are happening surrounding coronavirus this morning, as always, with the help of ABC News, and we'll be checking in with many of their reporters throughout the morning.
With a huge spike in unemployment in the state, what do you need to know to get the benefits available to you?
KSL TV's Lad Egan has a financial survival guide.
First, assess if you're eligible for unemployment benefits.
Our phone lines are tied up. They're extremely busy.
Utah's unemployment offices are dealing with a spike in applications and remind that you don't have to lose your job completely to qualify.
It's not necessarily if you were laid off, because there are a number of employers right now that are doing what they're calling furlough, where they're just temporarily cutting back hours or reducing your time or putting a pause on your work right now.
It will take 2 to 3 weeks for unemployment to kick in. In the meantime, see if you can pivot to an industry that's hiring, like pharmacies, warehouses, shipping and delivery services, and grocery stores.
So we are definitely are getting a sense of fear from clients, you know, that they can't make their bills.
Credit counselors say as the virus spreads, so does the financial pain, and that the next step should be to negotiate with creditors for payment relief.
Before you do anything, I would encourage clients to contact their creditors. It may be their mortgage company, it may be their credit card companies. Don't ignore it.
Fair Credit Foundation's programs director, Ellen Billy, says creditors are willing to help by refunding fees, suspending negative credit reporting, and deferring payments on credit cards, auto loans, and mortgages, but you've got to ask for help.
It can be scary, you know, letting them know I can't pay.
Next, make sure you prioritize important bills with the money you do have, focusing first on housing, utilities, medicine, food, and transportation. After that, take time to apply for assistance programs. If you've lost income, you could now be eligible for Medicaid, food stamps, and other assistance. And don't forget about student loan payments. Pausing those could free up money to use elsewhere.
Basically, both businesses and consumers are in a very tough spot.
Economist Joseph Mayans says the same advice applies to small business owners.
You know, call up all the people you owe money to. Call up your bank, your credit card, and talk to them about ways that they may work with you on modifying those payments, that payment plan.
Business owners should also look into disaster loans to help cover payroll and other expenses.
At this point, it's about survival.
Yeah, some tough decisions being made out there. And if you're scared or too emotional to contact your creditors, find an advocate or a friend that can jump on that call with you. Also, when it comes to unemployment, make sure that your version of events can be verified by your employer, because Workforce Services will check.
Yeah, you know, the one thing everybody has going for them, and I have family members that have had to make some of these difficult phone calls to lenders, is that we're all in the same boat here. And and these banks, these lending institutions, credit unions, are getting probably thousands of these calls a day. And so there's little doubt when you make that phone call that that lender will understand what your predicament is, and hopefully most, if not all of them, will work with you.
Yes, because they want you to be able to pay back the loan. I mean, my son works for a bank, and he works in the loan department. They want you to be able to pay back the loan. They want to work with you, as you say. So as difficult as the phone call is, make it.
Yeah, and it does them no good to not have that house occupied or that.
Except that's what I'm trying to say.
That business space occupied, because there aren't many people waiting in line to come in behind you and take over that lease or that payment. All good stuff. We'll keep an eye on it. Our thanks to Ladd Egan, by the way, for that help this morning. It's 5:09. Time for us to get a look at how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And time for us to say good morning to Andy Farnsworth.
And we start off in good shape for the most part. Freeways all dry in Salt Lake County and no issues in the canyons right now. There is a minor crash blocking actually a couple of lanes on southbound Redwood Road at 3200 South in West Valley City. But traffic, the two cars that I've seen in the last 5 minutes, they're both getting by to the far left without any real trouble. But again, we might have fewer crashes and less traffic on the road, but people still manage to find a way to crash no matter how few cars there are on the road. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And are we warming up at all today, Grant?
Well, after a round of storms yesterday, we're going to kind of work our way closer to where we should be this time of year. However, we're going to finish well short. Temperature going to top out at 46 degrees today. We should be in the mid and upper 50s this time of year. So ready for another cool day. Mainly talking about partly cloudy skies today, but we'll have a chance to see a couple light scattered showers possible in this afternoon. But again, most of the day we're just talking about partly cloudy skies and cooler than it should be for this time of year. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's Dan in there.
That's not Grant. Hello, Dan.
I think Grant's taking the weekend off. Right now, 31 degrees, so we're below the freezing mark this morning.
We've been talking about how governments might crack down on people who are not obeying stay-indoors orders. Well, in the United Kingdom, they're using drones. Drones that are looking around and saying, hey, you all are gathering in large groups out there.
They did this in China, too.
We see you.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We'll learn more about that from Matt McGarry coming up in a moment. He's live from Beirut with us on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us. That conversation from the other side of the world is coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for waking up to Tim and Amanda on Utah's News Station.
We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power, and a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough
enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one in the office at the time. And we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation. 801-716-8672.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Summit County Sheriff says there will not be police checkpoints or house checks during their stay-at-home order, as Salt Lake City's mayor is pushing hard for a statewide mandate. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Utah state legislators say they are planning to hold a virtual special session. They'll be shifting money around to prevent a tax deficit now that the tax deadline has been pushed back to July.
Third, we're going to keep an eye on your drive-in this morning. If you're doing it, brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards.
And right now, we've got just one crash. It's in the cleanup stages. It's on southbound Redwood Road in West Valley. It's just after the 3100 South intersection, and I think they're just driving their last part of it away right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible this afternoon. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 31 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Nationwide, there are more than 85,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, the highest number now in the world, and cases are still climbing. In Louisiana, the governor says cases have spread to every parish in his state. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Nearly 20,000 coronavirus tests have been performed in Louisiana, with 2,300 COVID-19 diagnoses. About 20 people a day are dying from the illness, primarily in and around New Orleans, with infection clusters in six nursing homes.
Numbers are also surging in New Jersey, California, and Illinois. But New York State remains the hot spot, accounting for nearly half of all cases in the nation. Emergency medical relief is on the way. The U.S. Army setting up to arrive in New York City today, helping deploy mobile hospital staff to help handle the patient overload. A new ABC News Washington Post poll out this morning showing that the coronavirus is disrupting the majority of Americans' lives. ABC's Andy Field has more.
Nearly 80% polled saying the virus is affected their lives, 7 in 10 reporting personal stress and fear that they or a family member is infected. And despite the government insisting it's delivering more tests, nearly half, 44%, saying people where they live wanted testing and couldn't get it.
House lawmakers set to vote on the massive relief bill today. The president preparing plans to reopen the economy in a few weeks.
The U.S. now has the most confirmed cases of coronavirus in the world, surpassing China and Italy. But President Trump is suggesting he may soon take steps to begin reopening the country.
We have to get back to work. Our people want to work.
Sending governors a letter saying the administration is working on new guidelines categorizing counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk.
This is a country that was built on getting it done.
And today the House will take the final vote on that $2 trillion stimulus package, which would include sending American families checks.
ABC's Inez de la Quera to Cara. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time now for the KSL In-Depth. The United Kingdom is now cracking down on people who refuse to stay indoors, and they're using drones to help with that enforcement.
Joining us live from Beirut is ABC News correspondent Matt McGarry. How is that working, Matt?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'll tell you, it's not only the UK. It seems like we're more and more police departments around the world are actually employing drones. When you think about it, you've got many millions of people locked down in many different countries. Police forces are overstretched, and they're all trying to monitor people in their lockdown restricted conditions. So they're turning to the high-tech drones, and there's a lot of controversy. Now, in Britain, one police force, as people talking this morning, it's being criticized after it released drone footage on the internet showing people out walking their dogs and hiking in a remote part of Britain called the Peak District. The police say this video clearly shows people violating orders against what they're calling essential travel. But many people are not happy about this kind of surveillance. They're calling it the worst kind of nanny policing. Lots of people took to Twitter to point out that the folks who are shown in the videos are actually not even appearing to be breaking the social distancing guidelines of 6 feet apart. So it seems like many people are pushing back about this morning. And it would also seem that the level of disconnect is high about exactly what people are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do.
Yeah, this has raised some alarms, obviously, from people that feared something like martial law coming down. I have a friend that lives over in the London area, and he's been sharing some of what people are saying on social media over there. And law enforcement are saying, look, if this helps to mitigate the biggest pandemic the world has seen in 100 years, call it what you want. We're going to continue to do it this way.
Well, that's right, Tim. And this is how people get afraid of what the police departments are going to do. And like I said, we're seeing this not just in Britain, but in other places. It's in France and Belgium. In Italy, one mayor has even posted a video on Facebook showing the drone camera flying, buzzing over the heads of two young men out for a hike in the woods. And he's heard shouting over the drone, swearing at them and telling them to go home, of course, all in Italian. And there's another instance in China where there's a drone that flies around and shouts at people and tells them to get back in their houses. So, you know, that's a little bit scary, that kind of invasive policing. But I'll tell you, I just discovered there's an Australian university that's teamed up with a Canadian drone company. They say that they've developed a drone that can detect in a crowd people who may be carrying infectious respiratory diseases. They say they can detect someone's heart rate and temperature, and even in a large crowd. So, you know, the next time you see a drone flying overhead, it may actually be trying to detect if there's anyone sick, which is a kind of a frightening thought.
So the drones, detecting not just large groups, but one or two people? I guess I was thinking that it was detecting just large groups of people, but this sounds like one or two people.
It depends on where you are. We've had, in terms of the police surveillance, some of those drones are just out in a completely empty, desolate countryside. You've got one or two people out walking their dog or going for a hike. And so, you know, it brings up the question people are asking, well, you know, we're not in a crowded place. So really, what's the problem? We're not anywhere near any strangers. And the police say, well, you're supposed to stay in your home, or you're only supposed to be exercising close to the home. So it does open up a big debate about what is allowed, what isn't, and what should be allowed. And you can imagine lawyers would probably spend weeks arguing over the finer points of these restrictive orders that have all just been rushed into place in response to this disease.
Yeah, Matt, we appreciate your reporting on this, but one of the weirder things they're requiring or they're restricting over there is they're saying you can only exercise once a day. I don't know. I don't know how you would know that, first of all, or how you would enforce that. But anyway.
I think that'd be more than enough for me, I gotta say.
That's what I said when I saw Matt McGarry. Thanks for your reporting live this morning from Beirut. ABC News correspondent Matt McGarry. By the way, you don't have to go clear to the other side of the world to see some of these things up in Idaho where they have a stay-at-home order in statewide. I was told yesterday by family members that work in the grocery business that Winco has sent letters out to their employees that they have to keep with them at all times just in case they get pulled over on their way into work that says they work for a grocery store and that they're on their way to work. I don't know that they're stopping people on the roads, but certainly if that happened, they wanted to be able to still get to work so that people could get their groceries. It's a slippery slope, and it's something that's getting everybody's attention this morning on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Just past 5:19, we get an early look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America's My Style, checking with rewards. And back to you, Andy.
And we start off in pretty good shape if you're heading into Salt Lake City this morning, or out of it for that matter. North and southbound 15 are all clear of delays this morning. The roads are dry, so a much better start to the day than we've had. Had a crash in West Valley southbound on Redwood Road at about 3200 south. That has now been cleared up, and so that was really our only crash early on. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit FieldstoneHomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I think from here on out in the 7-day forecast, it's going to be nice, but let's check in with Dan.
Our unsettled weather pattern will continue as we make our way into the weekend and the start of next week. Today, up to 46 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Going to have a couple light scattered showers, but again, for the most part, we're just talking about partly cloudy skies out there. Same deal on Saturday. We'll have some clouds, a chance for a couple scattered showers. Most of the day will be dry, though. High temperature on Saturday, up to 50. Sunday, up to 53, but Sunday we could see some scattered shower activity, and then Monday we could see a little bit left over from Sunday. But the good news is temperatures continue to warm. In fact, we're upper 50s to around 60 for most of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It is 31 downtown.
All right, Amanda, you're without even looking at the markets, if you had to guess, we had a good day yesterday. What do you think happens this morning?
Well, if it's good, then it's probably down.
See? You could be a financial expert.
Doesn't it go up and down, up and down?
You could be a financial expert. The futures are showing some weakness again this morning. Taking back what we gained yesterday, we'll check your numbers and your money news when we come back.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Over the past 24 years, Blinds.com has made it easy for over 2 million homeowners to beautify their windows with top-quality blinds, shades, and interior shutters at unbelievable prices. Now, they're making it even easier for you with their new measure and install services. Go to Blinds.com now through March 31st to see their huge selection and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code LIGHT. Up to 40% off, plus $20 off at Blinds.com, promo code LIGHT. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have breaking news on KSL just coming across wires that Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the UK, we were just talking about the United Kingdom, has tested positive for coronavirus. According to Downing Street, his symptoms are mild. He will self-isolate there. Tested for coronavirus on the personal advice of England's chief medical officer there, and he will still be in charge of the government's handling of the crisis, according to a statement. But as of just moments ago, we know that Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom now testing positive for the virus.
When I was a teen, my family took a motorhome to see the country. Luckily, I was in it. Hi, I'm Scott Jones. I found out when you see new things, you learn new things. Experiencing historical sites with loved ones made me grateful for my family and my country. The cherished memory of discovering America on the open road together with them will never be forgotten. How could it? Creating memories is why we started Access RV 25 years ago. And with that milestone, can you think of a better reason to have an anniversary sale? From 35 travel trailers priced under $15,900 to a great selection of pre-owned 2019 motorhomes with warranties, all thousands below NADA wholesale, starting at $44,900. Now that's a sale. For sales, service, or rentals, we're your access to the open road at exit 27 on I-215 in North Salt Lake. We'll see you in about 20 minutes or online at accessrv.com.
Healthcare workers are saluted as heroes. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, every night at 7 p.m. in Vancouver, British Columbia, the towering city breaks out in a cheer during the coronavirus pandemic. Apartment dwellers stuck at home cheer from their balconies to coincide with a shift change at nearby St. Paul's Hospital. The residents offer their support and appreciation to the doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers on the front lines of the outbreak. And it's not just Vancouver. High-rise residents in Atlanta also giving a nightly cheer from a distance to hospital workers to let them know they're heroes. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We are watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Let's get a look at your futures now. And as you indicated, Tim, they are down. Dow futures down 5 to 3 points. That is 2.25%. S&P futures down 56. That is 2.1%. The NASDAQ futures down 150. And that is just shy of 2%.
It's so green.
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get five treatments, you get the sixth one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn, weeds gone, StewartsLawn.com.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
Want to remind everybody that the movie show later this morning is going to be out at My Hearing Center starting at 9 o'clock, where you can learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers. 529, let's get that look at traffic and weather together here, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Trekking with Rewards, and start with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, traffic's doing pretty well so far around the valley. Haven't had much to worry about. Had an earlier crash in West Valley, got cleaned up. That was the only one that we've seen so far. For those of you who'll be traveling into the canyons. Yesterday, of course, we had huge problems with the weather. Today, though, the roads are dry, and I'm seeing traffic just fine over Parley Summit to and from Park City. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it'll be a little warmer today than yesterday. Let's get details with you, Dan.
Most of our scattered shower activity from yesterday now in the eastern and southern portions of the state, but this afternoon we can still see a couple light scattered showers possible. That being said, most, if not all, the day is just going to be partly cloudy and temperatures will once again be on the cooler side. We should be warming our way into the mid and upper 50s this time of year. We're going to top out today at 46 degrees under partly cloudy skies again, but we could have a chance for a couple scattered showers. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 5:30.
It is 31 degrees.
A crash-free drive around the Wasatch Front. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Well, the governor is making it easier for candidates to gather signatures and maintain social distance.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayrtz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The governor is suspending some of the rules of signature gathering. The pages that people sign can now be sent electronically to any interested voter. That person prints and signs them and mails, faxes, or emails them back to the candidate. Candidates must then return signature pages to the elections office. The governor has nixed the rule, saying the gatherer has to witness the signature. Republican candidates for governor John Huntsman Jr. and Jan Garbett have complained there wasn't an electronic way to gather signatures. Governor Herbert says this order strikes the appropriate balance in preserving that path to the ballot and following social distancing measures. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayrtz, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. John Huntsman Jr.'s campaign to be governor again could be in trouble. Utah Policy says more than half of the signatures he submitted to get on the ballot were thrown out. The people weren't registered Republicans, or they weren't registered to vote at all. Their signatures didn't match, or they'd already signed another candidate's petition. So Huntsman will have to keep trying. Thomas Wright and Spencer Cox are the two who both got enough qualified signatures already. The other path to the ballot is through convention in April. The primary is in June. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, overnight, Summit County now under Utah's first stay-at-home order.
You know, we don't have to use the old tin can and a rope, but maintain your social life the best you can with a 6-foot barrier.
That is County Sheriff Justin Martinez, who says he does not want the public to panic over the order and says his deputies are not going to be going door-to-door checking to see if people are complying. County leaders say residents are still allowed to go outside for things like walk. They just ask that everyone maintain proper social distancing. Non-residents are invited to stay away.
If you don't feel safe going to work right now with the pandemic, are there protections in place if you tell your boss you want to stay home? It's a tricky question with answers that vary. We get more from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, with President Trump pressing for the economy to be open by Easter, a lot of people are left wondering, can my boss force me to go to work during a pandemic? The best answer is, it depends. Specifically, it depends on what kind of job you have. If you work a job that the local government deems to be essential, then you most likely would have to comply with your employer's wishes or risk losing that job. Some essential positions could include pharmacist, police officer, or sanitation worker. Now, if you work a non-essential job from an office, then the law is probably on your side. Just look towards the General Duty Clause, which requires workplaces to offer environments that are free from recognized hazards that are causing death or serious harm. The spread of COVID-19 would certainly fall in that category. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
U.S. reaches a worrisome milestone in coronavirus cases. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the New York Metro continues to have half the cases of coronavirus in the U.S. as we soar past China with the most infections in the world. This doctor says hospitals in New York are overwhelmed.
And we have to make decisions about who we can help.
U.S. deaths have quickly jumped to 1,300 among 86,000 infected Americans. U.S. House set to pass the $2 trillion economic stimulus bill on a voice vote today, as most members are out of town. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it doesn't go far enough.
And next, we'll go from emergency mitigation to recovery.
A couple of Republican members reportedly considering objecting during the voice vote, which would force House members to return for a full vote. President Trump held a conference call Thursday with the nation's governor, facing compliments and criticisms about the federal coronavirus response. Louisiana's John Bel Edwards needs more federal help.
We could be out of ventilators in Region 1, the New Orleans area, as early as April the 2nd.
Governor said they need more proactive federal help, not just backup support. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And as you've heard, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying he's tested positive for coronavirus with mild symptoms. He'll continue his duties, but in self-isolation. This follows a mild case of COVID-19 for Prince Charles. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We'll continue to bring you the latest on the coronavirus outbreak every 30 minutes right here on KSL News Radio. You can listen on your radio on the KSL News Radio app or on Alexa or other smart speaker and at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Coming up on KSL, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is asking people to join in a worldwide fast.
And KSL traffic.
And we've got decent road conditions out and around the Salt Lake Valley and Wasatch Front, I-15 and City Streets. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:36.
Get daily updates on the coronavirus using KSL News Radio. Utah's numbers at 1 and the White House briefing every afternoon. Live updates, frontline information daily on KSL News Radio.
Pick up the phone or turn on a computer. That face-to-face connection with a VA provider is just a click away. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Rocky Mountain Region. In this week's Upholding Valor, telehealth technology and accessing veterans in rural areas. Sometimes driving long distances to visit the main VA hospital just isn't possible. That's where telehealth technology comes in. The VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System knows that connection can be critical. To learn more about telehealth options and the impact VA is making, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to KSL360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit AMUCU.org/valor to learn more.
Here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang on to their equipment way too long, when in reality, it's meant to be replaced every few months.
So how do you know when you're eligible through your insurance for new equipment?
We'll do all the insurance work for you. We'll set you up and ship new supplies straight to your door. That way, your equipment never gets old and nasty.
So the insurance work is done for us, and you ship it right to the door, and your CPAP supplies are new and clean. Jay, what's the process?
It's simple. Just visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. You can chat with us online or call in to set up your CPAP shipments. Again, visit us online today at alpinehomemedical.com.
Thank you once again for starting your morning with us here on KSL, keeping an eye on all things Senate, all of the late-breaking news around the coronavirus coming to us from around the world. Here locally, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is calling for a worldwide fast coming up this Sunday.
I invite you to join with me in a worldwide fast for all whose health permits, to pray for relief from the physical, emotional, and economic effects of this global pandemic.
President Russell M. Nelson, a former heart surgeon, is also expressing his love and support for healthcare workers who are the front line in the fight against COVID-19. The last time church leaders called for a worldwide fast was during the famine in Ethiopia in 1985. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Mortgage rates are falling, but it might be tougher to get a home mortgage right now. Mortgage analyst Al Bingham says lenders are looking for higher credit scores.
If you look at the playbook from 2008, you saw a lot of similarities where credit score requirements went up, more restrictions, more cash to close.
Bingham says a credit score of 600 might have been good enough to qualify for a loan before, but now it needs to be around 680 for most lenders.
And word that a deadline...
KSL News Time, 539. Oh. Let's get another early look at...
That's all right. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Tim. it's the problem we have with my being remotely broadcasting here in the delay. Let's see, 539, we check traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards, and we go back to you, Andy.
Amanda, it looks really nice for drivers who do have to be out on this Friday morning. It would be a light commute on a regular Friday morning. This seems to be even taking that to an extreme. Great road conditions this morning, such an improvement over yesterday. Probably the reason we're not starting off with a bunch of crashes on the roadways like we did yesterday. Everybody delay-free and crash-free as we get things started. Spend family time learning about the Savior with resources from Seago Book. Come Follow Me Through the Book of Mormon offers thought-provoking discussion and activities for all ages. Just $9.99 at Seago Book. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sunshine arrives today, and it looks like it's going to stick around a while.
Well, yesterday's snow has made its way off to portions of eastern and even southern Utah, but we're not completely out of the woods with that scattered shower activity. We could still see a couple of showers get going once again for us this afternoon and evening. But that being said, we're mainly just talking about partly cloudy skies today. It's going to be a relatively dry day for most, if not all, locations for a good chunk of the day. It's just going to be colder. Temperatures will be in the mid-40s as opposed to our seasonal temperatures that should be in the mid-50s. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
We're below the freezing mark. It's actually colder this morning than it was yesterday with the clouds. So right now, 31 downtown.
Coming up in just a moment, we get a chance every Friday morning to speak with Rick Klein, ABC News political director, and there's a lot to talk about, as there always is, but especially this week. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks again for waking up to Utah's news station.
With about 80% of businesses in Utah being small, that small business is probably being run by one of your friends or neighbors. The kid next door might work at one. Times like this aren't seen too often. Uncertainty isn't a part of our daily routine. But when it happens, people wonder and sometimes panic. Are they still open? Is the drive-thru open? Are they out of inventory? Do they deliver if I order online or by phone? So many questions. Sometimes those answers are as close as your radio. With hundreds of thousands of people listening each and every day, questions are being answered. If you need to get the word out about the current state of your business, we're here to help. Sometimes it's just a word or two that can make all the difference in a routine that is anything but. Like, we are open. We do have gift cards for your neighbor. Yes, we have that in stock, and sure, we deliver. If you need the word out, text business to 57500.
Well, hello, it's me again, and I'll bet you're ready for spring and a green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $139.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So, for a lush, healthy green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Okay, it is spring. It's time for the spring cleaning. It's just part of the deal of being human. And we look at two projects. One is our home in Salt Lake City. The other is our home in Eureka. Now, in fairness to the great folks at Zero Res, we have wood floors in Eureka, but we have a lot of area rugs. I have actually brought them back to Salt Lake City. And then when we have them clean our home here, they clean the area rugs from Eureka. It's incredible what they do, the work they do, and the care they put into each and every job. I've mentioned this story before, but once we brought an old Oriental rug home, I had no idea after Zero Res had cleaned it, how many colors and how vibrant it really was. I love what Zero Res has done for our family. And right now, they're going to make your spring cleaning so much easier. Only $33 per room to get your carpets cleaned. And when you clean three rooms, Zero Res is going to throw in the fourth room for free. So call now, 801-288-ZERO, or search online, Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
We don't have the snow this morning, but boy, we've got winter-like temperatures. One of our texters telling us in Southwest Orem this morning, it's 28 degrees, so below the freezing mark for sure. Shivering out there. Thanks for checking in with us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Utah's governor has changed the way candidates can collect signatures to get on the ballot for the upcoming election. The pages people sign can now be sent in electronically.
Second, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is calling on anyone who wants to participate to take part in a worldwide fast on Sunday to pray for relief from the coronavirus.
Third, checking those roads for you first thing this morning. Brought to you by Mount America's My Style Checking with Rewards.
And we're doing really well. No crashes to tell you about right at this time. Drivers enjoying dry road conditions and a big improvement over yesterday. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible this afternoon. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 31 degrees.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President Trump has to balance the need to slow the spread while trying to keep the economy going.
And after being quiet for several weeks, former Vice President Joe Biden is now speaking up. Joining us live is ABC News political director Rick Klein. A pandemic like this is a challenge for a president, perhaps like no other. Rick, how do you think the president's handling things so far?
Well, you know, our poll out just this morning has him with 51% approval on his handling of the crisis and his high watermark for approval overall, 48% approved, 46% disapproved. First time we've had him polled in higher than negative numbers in the history of his presidency. So that's one snapshot. The other snapshot is that about 60% of the country thinks he was too slow to respond. And we noticed something interesting in this poll, that the more directly impacted you are by coronavirus, the less good job you think the president's doing. So as this spreads, you may see that perception change. And those daily news conferences really are something to behold.
I know that much has been made about maybe some tensions between the president and Dr. Fauci, but in an interview with WMAL Radio in Washington, Dr. Fauci's trying to make it clear that when he makes recommendations, the president has taken them, and he says he's never countered or overridden me.
Yeah, and I think Fauci also understands how to manage this president, that unless you are praising and flattering him, you're not going to get through. And just in the interest of public health, this is a guy that is, I've been in this position for 35 years. He was at the front lines of the AIDS epidemic. He's managed and worked with every president going back since Reagan. You don't do that by not understanding how an individual president works. I think, though, the key decision points are still to come. When you see the president talking about wanting to reopen the nation by Easter and see the experts like Dr. Fauci who say that's just not realistic, that that could basically create a double hit of another spread, those are the kind of things that you have to look forward at and you know, hope from a public health perspective that the president is listening to respected experts like Fauci.
And I think President, when he was speaking with Sean Hannity last night, he didn't mention Easter, so I wonder if he's backing off that date.
I think he's getting a lot of pressure to be realistic about it. I mean, clearly there are parts of the country that will be in a different situation next week, the week after, next month than others. But, you know, we just talked this morning to the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, who says realistically New York City is going to be shut through May. You have schools across the country that are making contingency plans not to come back till the fall. And the risk of reopening the country and trying to jumpstart the economy too early are very substantial given the spread of this disease so far.
Have to ask you before we run out of time here, Rick, what you think is going to happen in the House today. There's rumors that one Republican could vote no on this and force all of the Congress people to come back to Washington, which would slow this thing down again.
We would slow it down and also potentially put people at risk. We already had members of Congress who were diagnosed with COVID-19. There are many others who are self-quarantining, and the last thing they want to be doing is getting back on airplanes and flying across the country to cast a vote for something that's going to have overwhelming support. It passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, and I'll tell you how Democratic and Republican leaders both are doing what they can to try to avoid any drama. It is possible, though, that things get delayed into next week because, as you mentioned, all it takes is one out of 435 to say, I'm not comfortable with this bill, to see it slow down substantially.
We always appreciate your time. Rick Klein is the ABC News political director with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
5:49 means it's time for us to get another look at how traffic's doing out there. My guess is it's almost non-existent. But let's find out. Brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Am I right, Andy?
There's not very much traffic. That is true. And the good news is, at least for right now, even with a little bit of traffic, nobody's crashed either. The only one we had earlier in West Valley's been cleaned up. Road conditions are improved today, so those of you who are out and about should be in much better shape, especially over Parley Summit where the road's dry. Not only is it plowed, it's completely dry and traffic moving just fine through the canyon. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and I think it's warming up in the 7-day forecast. Let's find out more with you, Dan.
Temperatures will be slow to climb out of this funk here over the next 7 days, as we'll have a kind of unsettled weather pattern continuing for us. We won't actually have storms each day, but we'll have the chance to see a couple of storms each day. What that means for us, probably to mostly cloudy skies for the next 3 to 4 days. A couple scattered showers possible. Best chances, though, looking to be in the afternoons and evenings in many of those cases. Temperatures mid-40s today, 50s for the weekend, mid-50s for Monday, and then upper 50s for most of the upcoming week. And we should dry out and stay warm by midweek next week, heading into most of next weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, it is cold, as you mentioned a little bit ago, Tim. It's 31 degrees.
Lots of questions this morning about what a stimulus check looks like for individuals out there. When will it come? How much will it be? USA Today, I noticed, if you want to check this out for yourselves, has a stimulus check calculator with simple questions. Did you file your 2019 taxes yet, yes or no? What's your filing status in 2019? Single, married, or head of household? Check your adjusted gross income for 2019, which I think is on 8B, line 8B of your 1040. And then what that number is, you plug it in, and how many kids you have, and it'll calculate a payment. Pretty easy to do, actually.
Yeah, that's great. If nobody votes no to screw it up today in the House.
Well, it'll be coming. At some point, it'll be coming. And, you know, here's the other thing. If you have established a relationship with the IRS digitally, like if you have filed your taxes digitally and they've made direct deposits, you're going to get that a lot quicker because it'll go directly into your bank account. So just a couple of things to be thinking of this morning. That's your money right there, but we'll have a better check of the rest of your money news when we come back.
There are good numbers.
Look, I got a 1600 on my SAT.
There are bad numbers.
Howdy, folks. This is the captain. We're looking at about a 2-hour flight delay.
And if your business doesn't have the right HR solution, it's easy to see people as numbers.
Okay, number 9 called in sick, so give me 22 to cover his shift.
But 22's on maternity leave.
Oh, what are the odds? How about in the 30s?
Thankfully, there's Insperity HR Solutions. With Insperity, your employees can have access to more competitive benefits, and you can streamline your payroll process, retain top talent, and more. So instead of feeling like a number, your employees will always be at their best.
Julie, heads up. Need you to cover Tom's shift.
You can count on me.
People aren't numbers. They're the number one way you build success. Learn more at Insperity.com. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Guys, ED is a serious subject and one that plagues a lot of men. The good news is that you can fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Wasatch Medical Clinic is the only clinic in the country that uses two different kinds of proven wave therapy, radial and focused, to open up and regrow blood vessels where you need it most. What does that mean for you? It means that we can eliminate your ED quickly and affordably. No pills and no side effects. If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call us right now. We are running an unprecedented special, never before offered. We'll give you the initial medical exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Additionally, if you call us now and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you a special gift that produces instant results, improving intimacy immediately. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to claim that offer, 801-901-8000.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. With a record number of unemployment claims across the U.S., many experts say the best way to help those out of work is to change the rules. Economists say eliminating job search requirements is top of that list. With no one hiring right now, they say it doesn't make sense to make people search for a job to receive their benefits.
I just read this a second ago, Tim, that one in three Americans in this ABC poll say they or an immediate family member have been laid off or lost their job as a result of the pandemic, and half report a cut in pay or work hours.
Yeah, happening across the board, and it's one of the reasons we said earlier that you should get, a little more, open dialogue, I guess, with your lenders than you might otherwise, because they've got a ton of people that are in the same boat right now.
The breach of the effect is just amazing.
Some CEOs, by the way, speaking of big companies, are taking pay cuts during the coronavirus pandemic. Hotel chain Marriott announced its CEO will not take home any salary for the rest of the year. I think Texas Roadhouse's CEO did the same thing. He's taking his salary and he's actually giving it back to the employees that may be losing some hours. The heads of several travel companies are also foregoing their incomes.
After a three-day rally, global stocks crashed overnight. France's CAC lost 2% of its value, while in London, the FTSE 100 shed nearly 4%.
Our markets are off the futures so far this morning about 2.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial down 547 at the moment, still above the 21,000 mark, just below 22,000. The S&P is off by 62. The NASDAQ down, futures market down 170.
But hey, it's Friday.
It is Friday. Looking forward to a weekend, even though for a lot of people, every day feels like a weekend right now.
Not when you're homeschooling kids.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still Friday.
You get a couple of breaks if you're the teacher at home. We'll take a look for those who do have to go to work this morning. We'll take a look at your traffic and weather. 2 minutes away.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment every year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But March is a slow month for us because the winter is done and the heat hasn't quite hit yet. So we set money aside for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. This is great if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the labor to install it, about $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through March, so if you think you might be interested or have questions, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Turn to the experts. Call 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. In these times of coronavirus, the future is uncertain, but the IRS will continue to collect. If you are struggling with IRS problems, now is the time to act. Settlements are at their best when you are at your financial worst. The best thing you can do is strategically attack the problem with effective representation strategies while the economy is facing coronavirus. The IRS looks at someone's ability to settle based off their reasonable collection potential, which takes into consideration home and vehicle equity, 401k and IRA, disposable income, and cash on hand. All of these are potentially negatively impacted by coronavirus. The cards are stacked in your favor to tackle your IRS tax problem. Don't let fear paralyze you. Now is the best time to act. Visit taxhelput.com to schedule your free consultation. And this can all be done with a video conference in the convenience of your own home. That's taxhelput.com.
Everything is new right now.
Grocery stores will remain open.
A major step toward a possible vaccine.
Something that I could do to help.
The crisis could stretch deep into the summer.
At times when things are unknown, turn to voices we're familiar. Tim and Amanda on Utah's Morning News. Your KSL Talk shows during the day. Andy and Ricky navigating traffic. And Jeff Kaplan in the afternoon. They're longtime news companions. And familiar voices on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
KSL News time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute. Brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Andy?
We've got a good drive going so far this morning along the Wasatch Front. Only heavy traffic I'm seeing now freeway-wise is a little bit busy in Magnus, 7200 West in the 21st South Freeway. Looking good into the canyons. You got some slow-moving semis, but the road conditions are better. They're dry and no issues today, unlike we had yesterday. And we're crash-free on all of our freeways and city streets so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We may not have that snow out there, but we've got winter-like weather. It is cold to start the morning. One of our texters told us earlier in the hour that it was 28 degrees in Southwest Orem this morning. We're going to warm all the way to 60 degrees by Tuesday, and only a 10 or 20% chance of showers to continue through the period. We'll have more on your 7-day forecast coming up. The high expected later this afternoon, by the way, with some partly cloudy skies, is 45 degrees.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go.